This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. This afternoon, black students at Harvard conducted the university's first ever black commencement. The students will get their degrees with the entire graduating class Thursday, but they say today offered a chance to celebrate their triumphs and remember the obstacles. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Harvard gave its official approval for the ceremony. It was conducted in Holmes Field at Harvard Law School. But starting last summer, students put together the entire program. One of the principal organizers was Michael Huggins, who graduates from Harvard's Kennedy School Thursday.
I am so honored and privileged to welcome you to this ceremony that honors the struggles, the hardships, the jubilee, the families and friends of black and African diaspora students here at Harvard University.
Dwayne Pender from Columbus, Ohio, is getting a joint degree Thursday from the Kennedy School and Harvard Business School. But this afternoon was for an excited celebration of a joint trajectory through Harvard with fellow black students.
And so I think it's been a real place of community and belonging. And so I think it matters that, organizers try to collaborate across schools and create a space for belonging and collaboration. During the week of graduation.
Black commencement is also a chance to thank parents. Pender's father, Dennis, from Dorchester, was there to celebrate with him.
I can't believe it. It's overwhelming to a certain degree, but I was just telling my son he built it. He built it from the ground up.
Please join me in welcoming Dwayne Pender.
Pender was one of four keynote speakers. He recalled how 3 weeks before his first day at Harvard, he learned that a white police officer in a suburb of St. Louis had shot Michael Brown, an African-American man. Months later, he listened to his Harvard professor struggle to explain the public policy that allowed the officer to walk free.
And that spring, while reviewing notes on the ethics of public office, I watched replays of the senseless execution of Walter Scott. And the overwhelming question during this first year at Harvard was, how can I survive in a world that seems not to value my life?
We have survived, Pender told the crowd, who responded with yeses. So Black Commencement is, in part, a celebration of survival.
Just look at us.
We are educated. We don't need the white man, no white girl pity. Just because my skin is a couple shades darker doesn't mean I grew up in the depths of the city.
Four students from Boston's Match Charter School, Sumeya Aden, Nylasia Brown, Kelly Holland, and Glody Lubonga, gave a spoken word performance.
Why is it so easy for a white girl to get into college?
Organizer Michael Huggins said he was taking the day as a time for reflection.
Our journeys at Harvard have not been easy. Our families have had to overcome everything, from Jim Crow segregation to poverty to an oppressive criminal justice system, yet we still persist.
Chigi, okay, and Zay.
As students walked onto the stage, the deans draped a stole of kente cloth over each student's shoulders. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.